Ain't you started for that sugar and lasses yet?
No, ain't got but one egg.
Then get one egg worth of sugar and tell the store man the Black Hen sent it. And a trust you for the lasses you see tackled.
All right. Why, howdy do, Santa.
Stranger, why don't you remember me? Look again.
No, don't recollect you, but your umbrella looks mighty familiar.
Why, I've had this umbrella the Lord knows how long.
Well, I reckon it's just about that long I ain't had mine.
Oh. Hey, you gonna play that old fiddle forever?
Not quite. I don't think I'll live that long. Oh.
Say, what's become of that horse you used to drive?
Well, he got so thin that when the circus came to town, I painted him and sold him for a giraffe.
Ha! How's that for high? Oh.
You don't want to buy a good horse, do you?
Well, how good?
Go 10 miles without stopping.
Guess not. It's only 7 miles to town. I'd have to walk back 3 every time I went there. Oh.
Well, how do you manage to live here the way you do?
He don't manage at all. I do the managing.
That's what she does.
What do you do for exercise?
See that big oak as you come around the bend?
Saw a tree lying across the road. What of it?
Chopped it down this morning.
I see. But what will you do for exercise tomorrow?
Chop it up.
Well, see what you do.
I notice you have a bad cold. Are you doing anything for it?
Coughing.
Why don't you take something for it?
Because nobody's fool enough to give me anything for it.
Ha, that's a good get-off.
Is there any way of telling a hen's age?
Yes.
Why, how?
By the teeth.
But a hen has no teeth.
Well, I have.
I see you fixed that leak in your roof.
No, sir, that's Joe Miller's roof you're looking at.
Why, how's that?
Cyclone swooped down here some time ago and swapped roofs. I got Joe's and he got mine.
Ourn, you mean?
That's right.
Well, that was good.
No, that was bad, because our roof had a $50 harness hanging to the rafter.
Well, that was bad.
No, that was good, because our horse died the day before.
Well, that was good.
No, it was bad, because the horse and harness belonged to my father-in-law. He cut me out of his will.
Well, that was bad.
No, that was good. Because he made his will in favor of his only daughter, and she is my wife.
That's who I be.
Well, surely that's good.
No, it's bad, because all he left was his darn old debt that he owed, and we had to bury him.
See, for goodness sake, why don't you play the first part of that piece?
Well, I will. Now, wait a minute. No, that's the second part. Say, Sandra, I ain't played that for years, and I've clean plumb forgot it.
Well, now you let me have the fiddle a minute. I think I can play it for you.
Well, by hooky, I remember you now, Sandra. You were the fellow that showed me the second part of that tune 10 years ago. And by heck, Mandy, that is my umbrella.